Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Good uses for snow? You are thinking this is just crazy. The only thing good about snow would be if it was gone, and yet we're probably going to get some more. All of this snow that would have been nice to have covering the ground earlier seems to be coming now. But I wanted to mention why did I start thinking about good uses of snow? In the past, in fact, just last Tuesday night, I told people that if they had clean snow on their boots, they could come on in and walk on the carpet, because with our homes so dry, a little humidity added to the carpet wouldn't hurt a bit. Well, maybe you think that's crazy, but I think there's some certain truth to it. Well, I mentioned that to somebody else, and they said, well, her mother said that they use snow to clean their wool carpets. Now, that's been a few years since most of us have had wool carpets, but there was some sense to that. And so I looked about that a bit more, thinking, yeah, how did they do that? And I don't have the details. It's probably nothing that most of us are going to do because we don't have wool carpets. But this information said that the Scandinavians still may use snow to clean their wool area rugs. And it basically requires leaving the rug outside to acclimate it to the cold, immersing it in the snow, and then beating it clean and sweeping the snow off. Well, we might need to check with some Scandinavians to see if that really happens. But there are some good things about snow. And we might just think about trying to list all of the fun things to do with snow. You maybe don't want to do it now, but when you were a kid, you probably thought it was great when there's a really good snow. Making snow angels. Wasn't that fun? You know, you didn't worry about that. You laid down, you got snow all over you. Hey, that was just fun. And of course, sledding was right up there at the top of one of the fun activities to do. Or maybe building snowmen of various sizes and shapes. How about fox and geese? Do you remember playing fox and geese in the snow? Or there are the skiers that love to have snow, and the snowshoe folks, too, would love to have some good snow. Now, here's a couple of things that you might not have tried, I had not tried, that might be interesting to do. One is to make luminaries. Well, you know, at Halloween or at Christmas time, you make luminaries with paper bags. You put a little candle inside. Well, if the snow is packable, you could go out and make little containers, you know, pack up the sides of the snow, make a little hole down in it so you have a little container sort of thing, and put a candle in it and have a little luminary. Line those up, they'd be looking really pretty. Now, here's one that I don't know if this would work, would be kind of fun to try. Have the kids get out that bubble stuff, you know, that they usually use in the summer, and they run with those rings and make big bubbles or blow in it. You might try doing that when it's really cold. It should make a bubble that will hold for a bit before it shatters. Just maybe fun to try. So there are some fun things about snow. Well, here's a couple of other suggestions. What about making ice cream? Now, I know that some people make ice cream by actually eating the snow. For instance, pouring sweetened condensed milk into snow, stirring it up, and you have this frosty kind of thing you could eat. But we need to use a little caution about eating snow. So here's a way to make ice cream, not eating the snow, but using it instead of crushed ice or with crushed ice. For a small amount of ice cream, you need gallon freezer bag, you know, the kind that you store food in the freezer, and then a quart Ziploc bag. And the Ziplocs that are really tight are the kind that you need. Along with that, you need a half a cup of half and half. So we're going to just make a small amount of ice cream. A tablespoon of sugar and a half a teaspoon of vanilla. And you put those ingredients into the quart bag. Squeeze out as much air as you can get out, zip it up, and put it into the gallon bag. And then you will need to add the snow and the 6 tablespoons of salt to the snow and pack it in around the smaller bag. Then zip up the gallon bag. So now you have a little bag with your ingredients in it, the half and half, the sugar and the vanilla, zipped up inside your gallon bag. And then you've added to the gallon bag surrounding the smaller bag the snow with salt. And of course, you know that ice and salt are what we can use to get the temperature down enough to make ice cream. Same thing, only you've got just this small amount. It'd be a good little fun activity if you've got some kids or grandkids around. Then wear some gloves, or you know, wrap the bag with a kitchen towel and squish the bag in your hands until the ice cream is frozen. There you go. A pretty fast, easy frozen treat made right there at home. So ice cream in a bag using the snow and salt as the way to freeze it. Well, a couple of other things that you maybe have heard of, maybe have not tried, and that is you can make maple syrup candy. A couple different methods that I've looked at here. One of them suggests that you cook the syrup until it on a candy thermometer would reach 233 degrees. So what you're really making kind of a caramel kind of thing. Remove it from the heat, cool it and beat it, and then pour it over the snow. And basically the snow is just making it harden. And the other one is not due to all that cooking and so on, just to pour the warm maple syrup onto freshly fallen snow and let it harden. But you are, if there are any contaminants in the snow, you would get that in the food either way. If you're using freshly fallen snow, probably not too much danger there of contaminants. But it depends on, you know, how fussy you are about things like that. How about watering your plants? Snow can make really good water for your plants. That means you have to go out, of course, shovel some snow into some buckets, bring the buckets in, or let them sit in your garage till the snow melts, and make good water for your plants. Maybe it's not worth the effort, but remember that you're not going to have any, if you're in town, you're not going to have any of the chemicals that are used in your water to in that water from the snow. So again, makes good water for your plants. Have you thought about snow is a good insulator? Where people have lots of snow, and we haven't had that lots of snow, some of them bank the snow up against the house because it is a good insulator and will help keep the house warm. Of course, in the spring, they may have to go and shovel it away before it melts and runs down into the house. But thinking about that makes me look back a few years when the snow started coming down. I think it was the end of October, and we had snow on the ground all winter long until spring, and you know, in pretty good depth. And in the one of the gardens I had, it was probably like 18 inches deep most of the winter. When that snow melted, there were plants that would never make it through the winter normally, but they had been insulated with that blanket of snow all winter. And here they popped up, some of those beautiful plants that just said, hey, it's spring and I'm still alive and here I come. So as much as we would really not like to have snow now, snow is interesting and can be fun and can be useful. So let's look at it positively, and pretty soon it is going to go away. So until next time, here's a thought. Seek to find the best in the worst, to discover the great in the small, to see beauty in the plain, and to detect the elegant in the simple.